Fantastic day at the markets today with the Sensex touching the 50,000 mark. That is just incredible given the performance of the Sensex over the last several years now, the process of India's economy opening up, the stock markets booming in the manner in which they have. It's been quite remarkable. Fabulous at 50,000 is what we are calling it, a record high for the Sensex. Joining us now, a very special guest, Ashish Kumar Chauhan, the MD and CEO of the BSE, Asia's oldest exchange. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a wonderful day, isn't it, for the markets? But do tell me, it started off with a bang, a fresh high, but it ended in the red. What led to the market mood not being able to sustain that high?
Thank you, Vishnu. Markets do go up and down every day. Yes, and in a way, 50,000 has not been reached in one day. It has taken 42 years. And so yesterday it closed at 49,700 plus. And so everyone had expectations that if the US markets remain up overnight, then probably India will also open with a positive framework. And at 200 points, it's not even 0.5%. So pretty much the expectations were rife, and it met the expectations. At the same time, there are local issues, there are international issues which also come up during the day. And when the Europe market opened, actually it opened again in positive based on the President Biden's inauguration in the US market going up. In fact, the Asia was also up. So overall, some of the local issues in banking and others probably brought down the bank X, as we call it, and right. Also some portion of a large portion of the Sensex also has banking representation. Right. That's how it came down a little. But so, that doesn't take away anything from the fact that 42 years of journey, starting from 100 to reach 50,000. And mind you, this is not even the total return index. It's only the price index. If you add up the dividends, it would probably reach 70,000. So 100 rupees, if you had invested and stayed invested in Sensex companies, it would have given you probably 700 times returns. No other asset class would give you that.
Unbelievable. But tell me this, 50,000, the milestone today. When will we see the Nifty at 15,000? Is that an expectation, something that one can hope for in the future?
Absolutely. For me, India is growing very rapidly. And somewhere on the line, again, if you look back, I mean, if you are confident about India's future growth, better than being the past growth in last 41 years, then literally what 100 has become 50,000, next 40 years, if you end up growing at 7-8%, which looks pretty much feasible, imagine 500 times more coming from 50,000 now into next 50 years. And that is what I look at in Sensex, and similarly Nifty. Both of them have a correlation of more than 99.93% or something. So it's pretty much that Sensex has 30 stocks, Nifty has 50 stocks, and so almost all 30 stocks of Sensex are common to Nifty. So I don't see any reason why Nifty also would not be going up to 15,000 or 20,000 or 30,000 later on. But again, it takes time. Sometimes the growth peters out in the world economy, the expectations peter out. Sometimes they become euphoric. And so those are the what I call the short-term situation. The long-term trend for India is, if India is going to continue to grow at 6, 7, 8%, you will see
but tremendous that's the key
numbers
question,
which
though.
We have not heard of.
Mr. Chauhan, we are projected to grow at negative GDP growth. At the rate at which we are going now, it's still going to be difficult. Isn't it strange that we've got a booming market and a GDP situation which, because of COVID and the lockdown and a whole lot of other factors, has remained, it's been sliding.
Vishnu, in fact, if you look back, the GDP slided in April, May, and the index had gone down from 42,000 to 25,800 or something, right? So it had already slided then in that anticipation. Usually the markets are what I call leading indicators. They estimate before you come to know. Similarly, what you are saying about India's GDP negative, I don't believe it. Why, you know? It's the annual stuff you are taking, and the first 3 months, we had gone down so much, like 25, 30%. But overall, this quarter, in fact, last month itself, the GST numbers were unbelievable. I mean, not done before, right? 110,000 crore. And that tells you the buoyancy in the Indian economy. Although you may want to believe that India is doing negative, I would say India is actually doing positive, and people who put their money into the markets, they're actually on the right side.
So, but Mr. Chaudhary, let me again question you on this. This is what the IMF, the World Bank, the ADB, the RBI and the NSO are saying. Our India GDP forecast for 2020-2021, the most optimistic is negative 7.5 by the Reserve Bank of India. The NSO, the National Statistical Organization, puts it at negative 7.7. IMF is putting it at negative 10.3. So while the overall sentiment may be for a positive India in the future, my question is about this year, the remaining amount of this year, perhaps going into next year. Everybody's saying it's going to be fairly disastrous.
No, I think we are getting into a wrong debate. Probably it might take you much longer with me to debate this. But what they're basically doing is for four quarters, the worst quarter of March, April, May, June of 2020 is over. We already went down by 20-30%. And now when you average for four quarters, that is bringing you down, not today's market, not today's economic activity. Today's economic activity has gone up so much that that minus 20-30% is now going to become 7%. Are you getting the averaging point?
Yeah, no, I am.
Otherwise, probably we'll have to take a few hours to do the basic arithmetic.
But I'm just looking at the GDP forecast over a period of time. I take your point of the last few months, right?
Not at all. You are not looking at today. You are looking at the past GDP, which is hurting today's sort of annual stuff. If you look at this quarter, I'm telling you, it is phenomenal.
Okay. Your advice to investors, should they wait and watch or should they remain optimistic?
I am actually no investor in the market. I am not even allowed to invest. I am like an umpire in a cricket match, right? So
what's the good word for everybody? As the umpire. As the umpire who wishes everybody prosperity, which is a fair question, I think.
Play safe, but India is a good team.
Play safe, but India is a good team. All right. Another key question. It's one thing for the markets to be growing for all of the reasons which we can get into. But obviously, the strength of the economy is important, which is why I ask, what are some of the key budget expectations that you would personally be looking at to ensure that, you know, we are headed in the right direction, something which will favor the markets?
Yeah, I think in some ways over the last 20, 30 years, we have made budget into some sort of a expectations game, you know. It's basically an account presentation by the finance minister for the government of India, the central government of India. It is as simple as that. But what happens is, over a period, because of our socialist earlier frameworks and later on also, it has become kind of a statement of government's intent of what they are trying to do in policy areas, even in completely unrelated to economic kind of situation. And that's where I think in some ways this is literally the only time where government is able to speak in parliament in such a great length. And what is required, in my opinion, given the constraints they are currently having, the overall for the entire year, the revenues for the government might not be that high. Their expenses have gone up because of a variety of reasons. And that's where I think they will be finding themselves in a difficult situation to find resources and where to spend, right? So largely speaking, their spend should be on ensuring that the India remains free of COVID and continues to do normal work. I mean, the society becomes much freer than what it is today. And okay. I think the initial vaccination has started. But overall, large portion of the spend, even for state governments and central government, might go in there. And the fact that any amount of what I call uncontrolled spend might actually bring down India's credit rating, it would be very sort of prudent to go forward trying to ensure that we don't splurge. And that's where I would rather look at the reforms of policies. How do we rationalize the compliance burden from municipalities to the state to the center on every aspect of life, especially for running business? If we can kind of unleash that entrepreneurial spirit by unleashing all these compliance burdens,
right?
By removing those compliance burdens, reducing them, I think that is going to create a lot of jobs. And how we are able to implement those labor reforms and other reforms is what is going to create more and more jobs. For me,
okay.
I don't expect too much of movement otherwise.
All right. Lovely speaking to you, Mr. Chauhan. It's a great day for the markets. It's a great day for lakhs of people across the country who have invested in the market. And I think your words are important. Thanks very much indeed.
6 crore investors.
Six crore investors. Huge. And their families being affected.
Today only we reached that 6 crore number, yes.
Amazing. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for being with us. All right, that 6 crore mark, absolutely huge. The Sensex touching 50,000 today, the 50,000 mark for the first time. An incredible day at the market. Yes, there are bound to be variations, but what is sustaining this boom and is it here to stay? We're also joined at this stage by Sunil Sanghi, the founder and CEO of Nova Dhruva Capital Private Limited, Anand Narayan, the senior India analyst, Observatory Group at FICCI, and Harsh Shah, the CEO and whole Indie Grid Investment Managers Limited. Thank you very much for being with us. Mr. Shanghai, let me come to you first. There is market sentiment. There are a whole lot of factors which affect the stock markets, the Sensex. But underlying it is the strength of the economy. Going into the budget, what do you want to see to ensure that that underlying strength, which has been missing for COVID and for other reasons, is restored?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Vishnu. So the expectation from the budget, if you put this in the context as to under the circumstances in which this budget is being prepared, there are three very important fundamental issues which are impacting the budget. The first, which we all know, you just spoke with Ashish on this, on the fiscal front. The resources would be constrained given the state of the economy and the expenditure would be higher. So what is the view we take on the fiscal side? I would suggest we should be fiscally prudent because that's a good long-term strategy. It may have a short-term pain while we can look at the fiscal deficit target in the medium term, but we should be fiscally prudent. The second, and again, the related part is that how do we kickstart the economy, which is through the investment in, increasing the investment, and that's the time-tested formula. How do we make that investment? I think there are innovative areas where we invest in asset and churn those assets. For example, NHAI is trying for InBit, and there are other ways of boosting the investment. And the third, how does the government get the resources? There are two ways of getting resources, tax and non-tax revenue. I think the focus should be on the non-tax because we know very well that if we increase the tax to GDP ratio necessarily does not increase. So we should actually focus on non-tax revenue. There are a host of areas where we can actually focus on for the non-tax tax revenue. If we do these three things, I think market will definitely take it very positively.
All right. Mr. Anand Narayan, there's been a lot of FII activity in the Indian markets, and that's welcome, particularly at a time like this. Strong global cues, a change of leadership in the United States, the battle against COVID. A lot of people would say we've turned the corner, at least in our country we have. But is there also a fear perhaps that this is a bit of a bubble, particularly as far as FII involvement in the Indian markets is concerned? Or do you believe this is here to stay, at least for the next little while?
Well, thanks for having me, Vishnu. And you're absolutely right. There's been this flood of liquidity which has hit our markets. We've seen about $33 billion of FII flows coming in over this fiscal year alone. It's touched all-time records in terms of FII inflows. And that's clearly holding up the market. The valuations in terms of price to earnings, the regular stuff that you look at to see whether it's fairly valued or not, clearly indicate the market seems to be on the expensive side at this point in time. And also, as you pointed out with your earlier speakers, the economy itself is not doing that great. So there is a divergence between what's happening on the ground and what the asset markets are showing up. Now, can this last, Vishnu? It can, because after all, markets are not, you know, we should stop pretending that markets are portending where the economy is headed. And we should also stop pretending that the economy is going to portend where the markets are headed. The reality is markets are demand and supply. There is a flood of liquidity coming in right now. There is a lot of money in the US, which is the amount of money with actual people in terms of money supply has really grown by about $4 trillion this year because of, the fiscal pump which has happened. And that money has to find some assets somewhere. So there is money coming in. If you have enough money chasing assets, you can drive up the price of coal to a diamond. Here's the good news, though, Vishnu. We are hoping that the economy catches up to the market rather than the market settling down to where the economy is right now. And that's where the opportunity is as far as the budget and beyond is concerned. A lot of good opportunities for India. Hopefully, we grab them.
Okay. Mr. Shah, small caps and mid caps have been underperforming. And therefore, can there be any realistic expectation of the market seeing a more broad-based gain in sessions going forward?
So thanks for having me, Vishnu. I think, as Anand said, and even earlier speakers said, the markets are, and rally is a function of liquidity, and the liquidity is abundant in the markets right now. On the economy side, I think we do see green shoots. So I'm siding with Anand in hoping that economy is catching up with the markets, and we'll see a lot of this benefits trickling down to small caps and middle caps, which is representing a wider set of economy. And then as you see the results and the numbers for different sectors, whether it's utility, consumers, paint, real estate, all of it, as long as you see it on a quarterly basis, numbers have substantially recovered. So.
Okay. Mr. Chauhan, just one broader question to you. It's been a spectacular rise of the Sensex over the last 30 odd years or so. The economy opening up, policies at that stage, spectacular drops, several disasters. But again, the overall trajectory of the market has been incredible. The fact that we are at 50,000 today, some would say, is an indicator of a broader resilience despite the period that we find ourselves in now. Would you say that this is an indicator of just sentiment, or is there something deeper which backs the sentiment, despite, the mess, let's face it, that we are in now?
That was a question for Ashish.
Go ahead, sir. Mr. Shanghai.
Okay, good. So, look, this is an interesting part. So, there's one way of looking at the Sensex where it was at the bottom when, 26th of March, when the Sensex went down completely, significantly, in the fear of COVID. And now it has bounced back, and you can actually term it as more than 100% rise. Whereas the right way of looking at it, as you rightly put it, is more on the long term. Even if you take it for the last 1 year, the growth in the Sensex is around 20%, both Nifty and Sensex. The market has gone up by around 20%. And the point which Anant mentioned is that it's also partly driven by extraordinary liquidity which has come into the Indian market, domestic as well as the foreign inflow. But there are two other factors which you have to keep in mind. This market is driven by the interest rates have gone down. In the same period of last 1 year, the interest rate has gone down by more than a percentage point. And the inflation is under check. The other part is that rupee has actually behaved really well. So with all these factors, the market growing up by 20% is really reasonable if you compare with the long-term view.
Okay.
The other area, which is, the other point which you had earlier mentioned about the corporate performance, particularly for this quarter, the initial indications which are there, there are three factors which are coming out to be very, very clear and very interesting. One is productivity has improved. Which means the corporates have taken some kind of rationalization on the cost side. So the productivity has improved. Interest costs have gone down for the corporate, and the capacity utilization has gone up. Putting all of this together, if the corporate performance improves, I think the market growth of 20% in the market in the last 1 year is reasonable.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all. Just one final question. I've got 30 seconds left. So let me just go across to you, Anant, one more time. There are a lot of people looking to invest in this market, and it's not an easy decision to take, given the fact that incomes are lower now. Sometimes incomes have disappeared. The economy is on the rebound, but nowhere close to So there's not very much disposable income. So what would your advice be to somebody new, perhaps somebody young, looking to get into this market, watching this program and saying, wow, I can really get a return at some stage? What is your message to them?
Well, Vishnu, I hate to be a wet blanket, but I'm going to be one. Look, it's a time to be careful. You know, it's easy to get exuberant and irrationally exuberant in times like this because of the liquidity. But one quick point in what happened in history. You know, before the global financial crisis, Vishnu, we saw Nifty at about 6,100, 2007, okay? It crashed after that below 3,000. It came back to about 6,100, the previous peak in 2010. And by the way, we saw extremely robust FII flows coming in through at that point in time as well because of the global liquidity. And then it stayed at that 6,000 level, or it didn't see 6,000 again till about 2014. Mm. So, you know, you can have a liquidity-driven rally going through, but unless the economy actually picks up, and at that point of time, the economy failed us. We didn't create jobs. We saw inflation. We saw a current account deficit. So the onus is on us right now to repair the economy, to create jobs and output in India. Okay. If we grab that opportunity, this valuation is absolutely justified, as Sunil mentioned. But it's a big if. And we can't take that for granted. Unless we get jobs and output in this country, the valuations might be, unfortunately, a bit of a bubble. This is a time to be a little careful.
Mr. Shah, last word to you. Would you agree that we may be in a bit of a bubble now and that, therefore, investors need to be careful?
So I think more than predicting a bubble, I would agree with Anant in saying that they are already at a higher level. So even if there is no burst, you still don't get return, even if the markets stay over here for the next 5 years. Right? So looking that into mind, returns from here begins at what level you've entered. So you're already entering at a substantially higher levels. So one needs to be substantially careful and conservative on expectations of how much returns can one generate from here.
All right. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. It's still an exciting time at the market, and I think we are all agreed on how long will this last and will it be backed by something substantial? And let's see what the budget really brings in that regard. Thank you all very much for being with us.